Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Good morning and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. I am your Kingdom Coach and your host on this morning. And we greet you here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. A place where you can have a seat at the table and be fed the word of God. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. We encourage you to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. Glory be to God and all the things that we are doing in the Lord's kingdom. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. We want to thank God for the word of God, amen, because it is eternal. Amen, it's the only thing that's not going to fade away. It's the only thing that's everlasting, amen, for eternity. Amen, beloved, we know things come and go, people come and go, situations come and go. Amen. But God's word, amen, will remain, amen, for forever, 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 amen, and forevermore. Hallelujah. Proverbs, excuse me, Psalms 144:13 reads, our storehouses will be full, supplying all manner of produce. Our flocks will bring forth thousands, tens of thousands in our field. Amen. Second Chronicles 31:21, he was diligent in every work that he began in the service of the house of the Lord and in the law and the commandments in order to seek his God, and so he prospered. Deuteronomy 26:2, you are to take some of the first fruits of all your produce from the soil of the land that the Lord your God is giving you, put them in a basket, then go to the place the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling place for his name. Amen. Beloved, amen. There are scriptures on scriptures on scriptures all throughout the word of God. Amen. That ties into Proverbs chapter number 3, verse number 9. Honor the Lord with your wealth, honor the Lord with your substance, honor the Lord with your possessions, honor the Lord, amen, beloved, hallelujah, with the first produce of your entire harvest. Glory be to God, the first fruits of your increase, amen. Honor the Lord, amen, hallelujah. This is a commandment, amen, that God has given us, beloved, for us to unlock, amen, the blessings, amen, that belongs, amen, to us. Because he says when we honor the Lord, amen, then he will fill our barns, amen, with plenty. Glory be to God. And our vats will overflow with new wine. Amen. Glory be to God. God says when you give to me, I'm going to give more to you. Amen. You give to me first. Amen. Not last. Amen, but first, amen. Deuteronomy 28:8, the Lord will decree a blessing on your barns and on everything to which you put your hand. The Lord your God will bless you and the land he is giving you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, the bottom line is this, either we believe it or not, hallelujah, that's just the bottom line. We can talk all day. We can talk. We can meet the talk. Amen. Hallelujah. But the bottom line is when the conversation is over, beloved, either you believe it or not. Amen. Proverbs 11:24, There is he that scattereth and yet increase, and there is he that withholdeth more than is meet, tendeth to poverty. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Those, amen, who hold on, amen, seem like they lack more. Because, and the ones that give are the ones, amen, that are being blessed. It don't make sense. You can't try to figure God out. How can you give and give and give and give and give and still have more to give? And those who hold on and hold on and holding on to a rainy day and holding on, amen, and trying to save and save and save are the ones that are struggling the most. It don't make sense, beloved, when you try to calculate this thing in God and the world's way of thinking. We can't think like the world think. We got to think like the Bible tells us to think. We got to do like the word tells us to do. Now, that's the bottom line. Beloved, the choice is yours. I just come past this morning, amen, to remind somebody that the choice is yours. And that's just it, too. That's just all to it. The choice is yours. Either you believe God or you don't. Glory be to God. And so the question really becomes, beloved, are you honoring God? Are you honoring God with your wealth? Glory be to God. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all. We need to underline that word all. We only want to underline that word all. No, underline it. All means all. Well, do I give God tithes on my Social Security? Because, you know, when I was working, I paid taxes. Your mind ain't made up. You asking questions because you trying to wiggle your way out of it. You ain't trying to come forward. You trying to go back. You looking for an excuse not to give to God. Well, so-and-so blessed me with so-and-so for my birthday money, and I'm just wondering, do I need to pay tithes on my birthday money? But, beloved, excuse me. We don't have to get into how old you are or your level of education. Now, just have a seat for a second. Okay. Open your Bible. Go to Proverbs chapter 3. Okay. Now, you see that word, all thine increase? Okay. Now, do I need to break down to you what the word all means? I mean, do I really need to go there? See? Beloved, either you in or you out. Either you believe God or you don't. Either God's word is real or it's not. Either God a liar or you a liar. Glory, either God's word is true or it's not. To you, but God's word is true if you believe it or not. And God promises when we give to him, beloved, we will never run dry. The more we give to God, the more that God is going to see that we get to give, continue to give. Because God loves a cheerful giver. So God has to give it to the giver because the giver is the only one that's given. And if God give it to some other folks, he know that he ain't going to see it again. See? Glory be to God. They got trying to hide that money for a rainy day. Glory be to God. And God said, look, the man that kept filling up his barns, oh, you doing good, bro. You doing good. Yeah, you got enough to last you to retirement. Yeah, you doing good. And the Lord called him a fool. You fool. He said, this night shall your soul be required. Glory be to God. Beloved, everything we get comes from God. How can we be so arrogant? How can we be so arrogant to not remember that everything you have came from God? How dare we withhold back from him? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This first step to receiving a financial breakthrough, beloved, is to know, number one, that it is God's will to prosper you. Make no mistake, Jesus said, I came that ye may have life and that more abundantly. Jesus said he came to destroy the works of the devil. It is God's will that he to give you an expected end. He has will, he has plans to prosper you. That's God's desire. That's God's heart. So that's the first thing you need to know. The next step, beloved, is to know God's promises. See, now, if you don't know the promises of God, then how, you know what I mean? How you going to act on something you don't know? If you are ignorant of the fact that it's God's promise. That's why God said it is not his will for his children to be ignorant. And then lastly, you must act upon it. Faith without works is absolutely dead. You must get your eyes off your circumstances. You must get your eyes off your lack. You must get your eyes off your struggle. Whatever it is you're going through, you got to take your eyes off that and put your eyes on the Lord. And when you put your eyes on the word of God, you have put your eyes on God, because God cannot be separated from his word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And then, beloved, you must begin to meditate upon God's promises. God told Joshua, beloved, amen, meditate on my word day and night, and ye shall have good success. What are you thinking about? See, a lot of times we're meditating on the problem. We're meditating on the struggle. We're meditating on what we don't have. We're meditating on what could be. See, instead of, amen, reversing all that and meditating on what God said, because that's the only thing that's sure. That's the only thing that's 100% guaranteed. So why don't you lock into the truth? Why don't you lock into the power? Why don't you lock into the light? You must begin to confess the promises into your situation. Whatever your situation is, put a promise on it. Put a word on it. Glory be to God. Did not God promise to save your family? Put the word on it. Didn't God promise to heal your body? Put the word on it. Didn't God promise to take you, amen, out of financial dilemma? Put the word on it. The word of God works when you work it. Put the word on it. God will never break his promise. Never. Now, beloved, we know people are breaking promises all day long. Courtrooms busy, overflow, booked up 3-4 months in advance. Huh? Because people made a promise that they didn't keep it. Huh? Divorce court. For better or for worse, to death do we part. There go another promise they didn't keep. Huh? They didn't keep the promise. We're not even going to get into the details why the promise wasn't kept. But guess what? God has no excuses, baby. If God made a promise, not only will God honor his promise, look, let's take it one step deeper. It's already done. It's already done. Jesus said it is finished. The work is already done. We have to appropriate it. Many Christians today are frustrated because they don't understand why they are not reaping God's promises for blessings and prosperity. Oh, well, yeah, we just got to get a new president, and yeah, and the war, and this, and that, and the economy, and you know, and the job, you know, it's hard to find a job nowadays, and they got all these excuses. Huh? And see, you got to come up out of that mindset. That don't have nothing to do with your destiny. You belong to the King. God will create something for you. You hear what I'm saying? God will bring something to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these other things shall be added unto us. Beloved, you either you believe it or you don't. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Do you believe it? Yeah, I believe it, Pastor. Then why aren't you acting on it? What's the problem? And the devil has us paralyzed, locked down, continual in a state of frustration. We're sick. We're broke. We're frustrated. No joy. No peace. He cometh to steal, to kill, and destroy. And we putting up with it. You're putting up with that rascal. What's wrong with you? When God's word is there, God's promise is there, God's backup is there, waiting for you to appropriate it. Beloved, we have so many that are claiming God's promises, but they are not following the principles that he established for giving. They ain't following it. Well, God know I got a need. I'm just waiting for God to supply my need. I'm just waiting. Yeah, because God said he was going to do it. Yeah, God said that. Yeah, God did say it. Yes, he did. You ain't lying. Huh? But what about the principles that he established, amen, for you to get it? As a result of not honoring God with their substance, they are not reaping God's promises. You cannot reap God's promises if you are not honoring God. Why do we take half-truths? Why do we want to run with half the word, the word that we feel good about? Instead of, beloved, amen, getting into the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, Jesus said, I am the truth. God prospers and blesses us as we honor him with our wealth that he has placed in our hands. Beloved, regardless of your income or regardless of what you possess, I don't care if it's $50, $500, $5,000, $50,000, $50 million. Whether it is large or whether it is small, God expects you to honor him with it. The widow woman that gave two mites, the Lord said gave more than the millionaires that was in her company. See, because she gave out of her heart. She gave out of her spirit. Amen. She wanted something to give. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Little is much if God is in it. When you honor the Lord with your wealth, God promises to not only supply your needs, but to bless you with plenty. Greatest possible abundance. Are you ready for God to bless you with the greatest possible abundance? We do not have the right, and listen to me, and I'm just about finished this morning, because the Lord is saying his people just don't believe him. Because if you believed God, you wouldn't be so stingy. You wouldn't be stingy. You wouldn't be holding back. Well, you know, I got to pay my rent because, you know, I got to have a place to live. And, and utility rates. Did you see the gas bill lately? And the grocery and this and that. And you paying everybody. Oh, my phone bill. I got to pay my cell phone bill now. And you done paid everybody instead of honoring God. And you think it's okay. We've been bamboozled by the devil for so long. Amen. We have convinced ourselves that it's okay, that God understands. And I'm going to tell you, the only thing that God understands is that you in disobedience and you stuck in a rut. And he's trying to unstick you. Listen to me, beloved. We do not have the right, and we cannot expect to reap God's blessings if we are not faithful to first give to God. Now, I know this is hard for some people to accept, but guess what? is still true. Oh, it's the truth. Beloved, if we don't first give to God, we can't expect God to bless us. We don't have the right. We cannot expect God to deliver us out of our financial afflictions and prosper and bless us when we fail to be good stewards of what he has given to us. Well, lose it, use it or lose it. No, you ain't going to lose it if you don't use it. But I'm going to tell you right now, glory be to God, you're going to be judged for your stewardship. And isn't it amazing how when we neglect God, and you still don't have enough at the end of the day. You done paid everybody, done did everybody, paid yourself, treated yourself, got your nails did, bought yourself some new shoes, a new seat, done did everything, huh? And shortchanged God, and you still don't have enough. Ah, but let me show you the scripture here. Thank you, Father. In the book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 6. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourself, but no one is warm. And he who earned wages to put it into a bag with holes. You're putting it in a bag, you're tucking away your little stuff, okay? And having honor God, and the Lord said that bag that you tucking away in got holes in it. And you go back and look for it and it ain't there. And you're wondering what happened. How did it disappear? How did it go so quick? Because you ain't honored God with none of it. And when you read the book of Haggai, beloved, you'll find those same words twice. About putting money in a bag that got holes in it. But beloved, God don't want you putting your money in a bag that got holes, H-O-L-E-S, amen. He wants you to put your money in a bag that is holy, H-O-L-Y, amen, when you do it God's way. Glory be to God, hallelujah. All of God's blessings that he promised to the children of Israel were based upon their obedience. Come on, y'all Bible students. If you're not Bible students, become one. Every single blessing, every single promise that God gave them was based upon their obedience. He didn't say, well, do anything you want to do. It don't make no difference. I'm going to bless you anyhow. Jesus got you. Jesus died for you, past, present, and future. Don't make no difference. Go around and run around with the devil. Go ahead and take my money to the devil. It's like a man coming home, bringing home the money to his wife, and she's spending the money on her boyfriend. Go ahead and take my money and do what you want to do with it. Go ahead and take my body, do what you want to do with it. I'm saved, y'all. I can do what I want to do. Don't judge me. No, you better judge yourself is what you need to do. You better judge yourself according to the word, baby, because you're going to pay the piper. Oh, it don't make no difference. God going to be right there. I don't care if you live for another 50 years. God going to be right there when you get there, baby. He ain't going nowhere. You can live to be 500. God going to be right there when you get there. He ain't going nowhere. You going to pay the piper. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Now, beloved, this is what I want to say to you. The Israelites was given a choice, and so do you. It's your choice. You don't have to. Well, I just do the best I can when I can do it. Okay. That's your choice. See? See, because either you're going to be on one side of the fence or the other. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? Trying to get up, trying to get from God or trying to give to God. And when you give to God, you don't have to try to get from God, because God going to give it to you. Now, beloved, if you believe it or not. Now, I'm like Ripley this morning. Either you believe it or not. It's your choice. If the children of Israel were obedient to God, they would live under an open heaven and receive his blessings. But if they were disobedient, they will live under a closed heaven and be cursed. What type of heaven are you living under today? It ain't hard to figure it out. It ain't hard to figure it out. You might be in denial. You might be in denial. But are you living under a closed heaven or an open heaven? And if you're living under a closed heaven, why? Why don't you turn this thing around today? Why don't you turn this thing around and let God open up the heavens for you? Baby, when God closed the heavens over you, can't nobody open that? Well, I'm going to call around to some of these TV ministers, and I'm going to, you can call around all you want. God closed the heavens. They can't open that. And guess what? And when God opened the heaven, can't nobody close it. I don't like them because they seem like they doing too good. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, and it's going to be better. Why? Because the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and he adds no sorrow to it. Beloved, you had the same choice that the Israelites had. You can choose to honor God with your substance by giving him your tithes, by giving him your offerings, and receiving his supernatural provision, prosper and be blessed. Or you can choose to withhold your finances from God and fail to receive his promised blessings. The choice is yours. That's all I come to buy today. The day, beloved, it's your choice. It's your choice. Either you believe it or you don't. And if you believe it, because faith without works is dead, that means you're going to act on it. I want to encourage you this morning, beloved, take a personal inventory of your life with respect to your giving. Are you honoring God and recognizing that he is your source of supernatural provision by giving the very best of your wealth to him? If I give him all this, I won't have nothing left. That's what the devil wants you to believe. That's why he's holding you in bondage. That's what the devil wants you to believe. If you give God all this, God gonna give you all that. As that's just how the kingdom works. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we will honor you with the wealth that you have given us by giving you of our first fruits, giving you of our tithes, giving you of our offerings. Father God, we claim Proverbs 3:10, and we speak it into our financial circumstances, and we will reap your promised blessings, and we say thank you for the increase. Thank you for, Father God, expanding our territory. Thank you for promotion. Thank you, Father God, for working bona fide miracles, Father, beyond our expectation, exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or ever think. And we say thank you, and we bless you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. If you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, I wouldn't wait another day. I wouldn't wait another minute. I just wouldn't wait. Because guess what? Not promise. Amen. Glory be to God. I was talking to you, an associate earlier this week. told me the man had an insurance policy leaving his sister as the beneficiary of $500,000. He was a school teacher, left her an insurance policy, never gave her the information and everything. I guess he figured he would do that later. Had everything on his computer, okay, with a passcode. Nobody knew the passcode. Man wasn't even sick. He just came home from work and laid down, took a nap, and never woke up. Baby, you don't know when you're leaving here. You can be in the best of health, exercising, eating right. You don't know when you're going to leave here. Go to the corner store, glory be to God, and they shooting out. You don't know when you're going to leave here. Man went to work last night down at the hospital, beloved. Amen. Got hit by a car, died on the spot. You don't know when you're leaving here. Why are you playing around? Give Jesus your life today, and then do the right thing. Hallelujah. Love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Glory be to God. Where your heart, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. See. You show God how much you love him by how much you serve him and how much you give. And the first thing he wants you to give him is you. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Hallelujah. Father God, meet us at the altar of prayer today as we'll be praying. Hallelujah. At 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. Bless the prayer warriors as they come. Father God, in Jesus' name. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We cancel every spirit of retaliation. We destroy it. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. We seal this prayer and this service by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God, help us to stop being stingy with you. And help us to truly, once and for all, believe the word, activate the word, so that we can be blessed by it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. I love y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. Talk to you. Have a wonderful day. Hallelujah. Blessings on blessings on blessings.
Celebrate the King, everybody.